With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Several area fire departments and EMTs responded to a fake airplane crash at the Rhinelander-Oneida County Airport Wednesday. The FAA requires airports to hold drills every 3 years. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports.
You're requested at the Oneida County Airport for a airplane crash, 12 subjects on board. This is a simulation only.
While it was only a simulation, the goal was for it to be as real as possible. The fire trucks and ambulances are at the airport before the scenario starts. Rhinelander Oneida County Airport Director Matthew Leitner says they're given some details ahead of time.
We've got it gamed out, if you will, but we want to have a little bit of uncertainty and surprise in there, again, while being safe about it. But you never know what you're going to encounter. They never know what they're going to encounter, so we want them to be adequately prepared by throwing a little uncertainty into it.
There's a fake plane designed for these scenarios that's on fire, but completely controlled. Students from Rhinelander High School volunteered to be the people that were on board and were injured. And it gets called in for local firefighters and paramedics to respond.
Medic 91, Medic 1.
Even though they're all standing by, they still time out responses like they would in a real emergency, with the airport firefighters responding first, then the City of Rhinelander Fire Department, and then calling in other area departments and ambulances as needed. They use tankers and hook up to hydrants to put out the fire, and paramedics load patients into ambulances.
It's a really comprehensive exercise.
Leitner says one of the most important parts is the debriefing after the scenario to talk about what worked and what didn't. Airplane incidents in general, especially ones that require this kind of response, are incredibly rare, but they still need to be prepared.
We do our utmost to prevent any risk whatsoever, but we do realize that anything can happen anywhere at any time, and we've got to be prepared for that.
For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson in Rhinelander.
The Wisconsin DNR hopes people interested in riding an ATV or UTV will get a safety certification. You can do that by taking an approved course. In 2024 alone, 40 people died in ATV-UTV crashes in Wisconsin. Most of them did not have a helmet on. Simple steps can help prevent deaths. Any operator at least age 12 and born on or after January 1, 1988 is required to complete a DNR-approved safety course. Even for those not required to take the course, it can be helpful. Visit the DNR's website to sign up for a course or learn about becoming a safety education instructor. State data shows the number of Wisconsin youth struggling with their mental health has spiked, Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
The report from the Wisconsin Office of Children's Mental Health shows the numbers have increased dramatically over the past 10 years. While rates of anxiety, depression, self-harm, and suicidal thoughts went up across the board, girls saw an overall higher increase. Wisconsin boys, however, are 2 to 4 times more likely to die by suicide than girls, according to the report. Amy Marsman says these trends are worse for LGBTQ plus students and students of color.
They feel less connected to their school and less likely to report that they feel they belong at their school. So we know that there are target populations that we should really focus on.
Marsman says teens are also getting less sleep than ever before, which is foundational to their mental health. She says caregivers should ensure they get sufficient sleep and limit screen time at home. More than 20% of teens reported self-harm and nearly 25% of girls reported seriously considering suicide, according to the report. Marsman says factors like rising food insecurity, particularly among students of color, also play a significant role.
Some of these everyday situations really impact youth mental health, whether you're getting enough sleep, whether you are getting enough to eat, whether there's financial stability in your household. All of those are factors, and they are disproportionate. Impacting kids of color.
Marsman says tax relief to help families meet basic needs and sustained investments in school mental health are crucial to combating this. She adds programs like peer mental health groups at the high school level can help prevent suicide and improve school culture.
And knowing that they have a trusted adult in their school and in their home is essential. It just needs to be one adult that they feel that they can go to. So it's very important that parents are building relationships with the teachers in their child's schools.
Wisconsin's Speak Up, Speak Out tip line is available 24 hours a day where anyone can report a mental health crisis or threat and receive confidential and professional support. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch reporting.
May is Mental Health Awareness Month. A new generation of peregrine falcons has begun hatching at the Wisconsin Public Service Power Plant in Weston. A second egg was starting to hatch as of yesterday afternoon. So far, there are six chicks at all four nest sites at different power plants, with seven eggs expected to hatch. That includes one chick and three eggs at the Weston Power Plant. WPS and We Energies began installing peregrine falcon nest boxes on power plants in the early 1990s. So far, 459 peregrine falcons have hatched at WPS and We Energies facilities. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.